Picture a manager swooping in only when something breaks, making a lot of noise, blaming everyone in sight, then disappearing again. Sound familiar? This seagull management style has become so common that most employees gauge their performance by one metric: nobody's yelled at me lately. Yet organizations led this way report disengagement rates hovering near 70%. The cost? Billions in lost productivity, innovation that never happens, and talented people walking out the door. Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley's work reveals why this happens and, more importantly, how to fix it. Their approach has transformed companies from Southwest Airlines to Zappos, proving that leadership doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to be human. The 52 principles they share aren't revolutionary because they're complex. They're revolutionary because they turn leadership inside out, challenging everything we've been taught about power, control, and success. Servant leadership asks one piercing question: are you leading to serve or to be served? Most leaders prioritize their own agenda, making self-interest the biggest barrier to effective leadership. True servant leadership achieves stellar results and meaningful relationships simultaneously. The leadership component establishes vision. The servant aspect helps people win. Disney isn't in the theme park business. They're in the happiness business. Southwest Airlines provide freedom. Starbucks creates third places where communities gather. This vision includes purpose, what business you're really in, picture of the future, where you're heading, and values, what guides decisions. Servant leaders flip the organizational chart upside down. Frontline staff becomes responsible to customers, while leaders remain responsive to their team's needs, removing obstacles and providing resources. When this happens, people bring full creativity and commitment to work. Teams feel safe taking risks and sharing bold ideas. As Lao Tzu observed, when the best leader's work is done, the people say, "We did it ourselves." That's the goal, not to be the hero, but to create heroes. Performance excellence rests on three practices, requiring minimal time yet creating massive impact. First, provide crystal clear direction through SMART goals: specific, motivating, attainable, relevant, and trackable. Without clarity, teams fall into the activity trap, staying busy without meaningful direction. Second, catch people doing things right. Most feedback targets mistakes, but good performance is a journey. Just as you celebrate a toddler's waller before they master water, adults need encouragement toward excellence. Effective praise should be immediate and specific, express how it makes you feel and helps the organization, pause for absorption, and encourage continuation. Third, use redirection when someone underperforms. Address issues immediately, confirm goal clarity, review the error together, express feelings about impact, pause for absorption, affirm they're better than their mistake, and express continued trust. These conversations don't require lengthy meetings. Even a minute of focused attention profoundly impacts performance and morale. Research shows 54% of managers stick to one leadership style regardless of context, a rigidity that fails because different people need different guidance at different times. Servant leaders adapt their approach to match each person's development level on specific tasks. The situational leadership model reveals four distinct needs. Enthusiastic beginners need directive leadership with clear instructions and frequent check-ins. Disillusioned learners need coaching that combines direction with emotional support. Capable but cautious contributors need support through listening, praise, and facilitation. Self-reliant achievers need delegation with minimal supervision. Development levels aren't static. A senior software developer might need minimal oversight for coding, but require directive leadership when learning to manage client relationships. Someone might be a self-reliant achiever one day and become an enthusiastic beginner the next when facing new technology. This approach is collaborative, not top-down. Work with team members to establish clear goals, teach them about leadership styles, jointly assess development levels, and regularly check progress. This partnership creates open dialogue about changing needs, resulting in more engaged employees, faster skill development, and better performance. Your people are your number one customer. When you invest in your team first, they'll deliver extraordinary results for external customers. Companies like Ritz-Carlton prove this daily. Their employee development consistently produces superior service and loyalty. Effective environments balance autonomy with boundaries. People need clear parameters to channel energy toward meaningful goals. Establish performance standards, ensure awareness of procedures, and confirm everyone understands your vision. Google's 20% time works because it provides freedom within defined parameters aligned with company objectives. As a servant leader, communicate expectations while modeling those behaviors. Set SMART goals, provide regular feedback, and establish clear metrics through one-on-one meetings. True leadership isn't wielding authority, it's earning trust. When you emphasize we over me and support rather than direct, people become motivated to give their best. Many leaders wrongly assume they know what motivates their people. Motivation is deeply personal. Ask directly. Some value flexible hours, others professional development, still others public recognition. When they perform well, provide their chosen reward. By creating environments where people feel valued, understood, and empowered within clear boundaries, you unleash full potential and create sustainable high performance. Humility isn't weakness. It's essential for great leadership. Jim Collins found that high-performing leaders combine personal humility with professional will, ambitious for the company rather than themselves. Ego-driven leaders claim credit and deflect blame. Servant leaders credit others for success and take responsibility for failures. Trust forms the foundation of successful relationships. Build it using the ABCD model. Demonstrate competence, able, act with integrity, believable, show care, connected, and honor commitments, dependable. Leaders must extend trust first. As Hemingway said, the way to make people trustworthy is to trust them. People respect honest vulnerability more than perfect strength. Walking your talk is integrity. Only make promises you can keep. Admitting mistakes powerfully builds trust, showing your team a genuine leader who sets aside ego. Good listeners don't interrupt, paraphrase to ensure understanding, and stay present. When trust erodes, restore it by acknowledging the problem, apologizing sincerely, and acting differently. Leaders need tough skin and soft hearts. Choose forgiveness over resentment. Refusing to forgive only hurts yourself. Traditional command and control leadership has failed, producing record low trust and 30% employee engagement globally. The principles in this work can transform your leadership, yet they remain uncommon due to outdated paradigms and our tendency to revert to familiar patterns under pressure. The knowing-doing gap is leadership's greatest challenge. Leaders understand they should provide feedback, listen actively, and model desired behaviors, but fail to act consistently. Three barriers block progress: fear of vulnerability, urgent tasks overwhelming important ones, and ingrained habits. The SERVE model captures this essence. See the future with compelling vision. Engage and develop people through mentoring. Reinvent continuously through lifelong learning. Value results and relationships equally. Embody values to build trust through consistent actions. Servant leadership creates profound ripple effects, improving employee satisfaction, retention, customer loyalty, and financial performance. Decades of research prove these principles work. The real question is whether you'll commit to making them common practice. This path requires daily intention, self-reflection, and courage to lead differently. The reward is a legacy of transformed organizations, thriving relationships, and lives touched by leadership that truly serves.